Thank you for calling Kentucky Wildcats Travel, powered by Total Sports. My name is Kenya. How may I assist you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Good. My name is Seth Davis. I'm a Kentucky baseball season ticket holder, and I signed up for one of the packages for the College World Series with you guys. And I got an email last night, and I clicked on your link, and I created a profile. And I don't want to use the package because I'm coming from a different city, but I'm trying to book this trip for my mother and her friends. So I'm trying to figure out how to get, I created my own profile, but I can't figure out a way how to delete me as a passenger, if that makes any sense.
Do you have your name checked to the left of your name?
Let's see. How do I get back to that? Is there a way
to? Okay, hold on. Let me get to where you are.
Yeah. I'm at the review individual selections and totals page.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Do you have a reservation number?
Let me see if it gives me that. Not that I can see. I'm at the page where it's asking me to pay, and I don't want to do it.
What's your last name? Hold on. Don't pay yet.
Yeah. last name's Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
Hey, cousin, mine too. Davis. And you say your first name is Seth?
Yep, S-E-T-H.
Let me find you. Hold on one second. No. Nope. Okay. And that address is 700 DeLong Road?
Yes, ma'am.
Lexington, Kentucky?
Yep.
Okay. So we're on the individuals. So you have yourself, Betty Carol Allen, and Leslie Davis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you see where it has your name with the check by it? That means that you're the one who set the account up, correct?
I did, yep.
Okay. So you are wanting to not travel, but for Miss Betty and Leslie to travel as well, right?
Exactly, yep.
Okay. So when you're... I got the external contract. So when you do when you click on your name, are you on the page to have all three of y'all names on it?
I'm on the page that's for payment. Should I just go back to a different page?
Yeah, go back one.
Okay, so now I'm review individual selections and totals.
Mm-hmm.
I should go back again.
Hold on one second. When you say review individuals, it should have all three of your names there, correct?
Yeah, maybe I need to go back one more. Let's see. Ah, okay. So now I'm at the one where it asks me if I want doubles or kings and smoking or high floors or things like that. I should go back.
Are they
going to
share a room?
Well, is it the same price or is it cheaper if they share a room?
It's cheaper if they share a room because if they get individual rooms, they'll be charged as individuals.
Oh, okay. So that'll be good. Let's see. Okay, so now I'm back to, let's see. Now I'm at a select accommodations for each individual. I need to keep going back to uncheck me, right? Is that what I'm trying to do?
Yes, you need to go and take yourself off. You're going to take, because you're checked because you set the account up. But for this trip, this game right here, you're not going, but these two are going. So you need to uncheck yourself and check those two.
So I've got travelers and reservations. Should I delete myself as a traveler?
No, don't delete. It should be a red check to the left of your name.
Yeah, that's not happening. Let's see if I go back again. Okay. Should I just start a new? How do I start a new reservation?
No, don't start a new one because they're going to give you two accounts, and you just really need this one.
Okay.
There are no.
So I keep going back, and
I'm trying to find where you are, it's not giving me
I'm at the part where it says travelers in reservation, and I'm listed as the main contact.
And University of Kentucky is your.
Yep.
Travel partner. Okay, I got the individuals, no brochure. I need to find events, web categories. Nope, that's not it. That's not it. We're going to get you straight. 1 second.
It's okay.
Hold on 1 second. Davis.
Yes.
This your first time doing a voyage with this company?
Yes.
Okay. So he haven't seen it through. So we really can start over, can't
you? Yeah, you can start over.
Okay.
But what you'll do is, if he's like the main person and he's not going, then you'll need to make like his mom or the sister the main person so they can have a double package. Because
okay.
If it's, since it's two people, you'll have to charge him double.
Okay, so we're going to do a new reservation. This is for University of Kentucky, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Travel agent. So you're going to do the three night air package, the land package,
yep.
Or the case? Okay, the air package. Book. Last name is Davis, correct?
Yep.
If you want to, you can, since you're not traveling with them this go around, you can go back all the way back out to the beginning, and you can either make Leslie or what's your other traveler?
Betty.
Betty, the head one.
Okay.
And just leave yourself off and book it for them since you got everything already in the system. You can do it that way and then come back the next time you all travel and add yourself as a passenger or as a person in the party.
Okay, so no problem. I can do that. But I just made Leslie the main, but I still am showing. How do I get rid of myself? There's no like check mark or anything for this reservation.
Okay. So when you get ready to go get to the part of who I was traveling, you can check Leslie and you can check Miss Betty.
Well, so that's the part I've never seen that you keep saying. I've never had an option to uncheck anybody in any screen. But like all three of us keep showing up.
Because it'll say who's traveling.
There's a travelers in reservation, and it says I can delete myself. So maybe that was what. So if I do that, let's see. You want to remove this individual? Yeah, okay, actually, that's what I want to do. Okay, that might have. Oh, shoot. Now it just deleted. It deleted my Leslie and not me. God. All right, hold on. Let me try it again. See, it keeps deleting other people, not me. Oh, God. Okay.
So.
You know what? Maybe.
If you start off. Would you want to do it yourself? Because I can also assist you in booking it.
Well, I'd rather do it myself so I can see every step of the way what I'm doing. So I guess. Can you just delete my profile and I'll start again without me?
Yes, you can do that.
All right. Yeah, if you'll do that, then I'll.
Once you come out, since you haven't actually hit save, you hit save, but you haven't processed anything, it's going to erase you out. So.
Okay, so you're saying if I start over again and I put. Okay, and it's not going to say this already exists or something like that because I'm going to use my email address again.
No, it shouldn't. Because you haven't actually processed anything.
Okay. I'm just going to. I will try again. Let me just do it while you're on the phone to make sure I don't have to call you back.
Okay, no problem.
A customer profile with your email address is already in our system. Please log in as returning. Yeah. Can you get rid of that for me?
So it saved your external systems. Hold on 1 second. Household main. Save it here. Delete. Are you certain you want to delete this household? Yes. Item has been deleted. Okay, try it again and see what it says.
Okay.
Because I put it in, it said no records available.
Okay, I think that did it. Okay, so I'm going to start again. Now what you're telling me what I should do is just not list myself, just use my mom as the person and just leave me out of it completely since
Correct.
I'm not traveling?
Since you're not traveling. So say for instance, the next event and you're going to travel, you'll sign back in like so, and then you can add yourself as a traveler.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, and then I can do all this myself. When I get to the end, you're saying if I choose between one king or two doubles, it'll show me the price difference on
it'll
the,
show you
online.
The price difference, yes, sir. Okay. But since it's just two of them traveling, 9 times out of 10, it's going to automatically put them in a one king.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. I'll call you back if I have any problems.
All right, thank you, Mr. Davis. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.